The death of actor Fess Parker yesterday generated lots of memories for baby boomers. He portrayed frontiersman Davy Crockett, whose coonskin cap and movie prop rifle and adventures on the American frontier captivated young TV viewers from the 1950s. Well, they're all grown now, and we found many of them here in Washington, D.C. today, and they had plenty of fond memories to share.
Yeah, everybody went out and bought those coonskin caps. You had the old flintlock muskets, or they sold in the stores and everything.
The thing that I remember most is the song. Davy Crockett.
It was Davy Crockett.
Home of the Frontier, something like that.
I don't remember it. I just remember the tune.
Yeah, it was actually, I think, bigger than Elvis because it affected everybody.
I had a coonskin hat with a tail.
Some kids wore them to school.
The tail was snapped on with a little snap, and my brother came and grabbed it and tried to pull it off, and the tail went flying one way, and I was wearing just a little round fur hat.
Woo-woo! Everybody took turns being Davy Crockett. You played in the neighborhood with the guys after school.
Hunt the bars or whatever you were doing. Frontier was a large Catholic seminary 2 blocks away that had a wooded area, and that was the closest we got to the frontier.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
Da, 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 da. I can't remember the words.
Davy Crockett, king of the...
Davy Crockett.
King of the wild frontier.
King of the wild frontier.
Et cetera, et cetera, Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Baby boomers recalling the Davy Crockett craze of the 1950s. The actor who portrayed him on TV, Fess Parker, died yesterday at age 85. We heard from Kathy O'Neill of Massachusetts, Thomas Maxwell of Washington, D.C., Sean Hamlin of Australia, Ed and Claire Robertson of Indiana, Jim O'Leary of Maine, Lawrence Burns of Tennessee.
Also, Bill Steyert of New York, Dell and Marianne Benner of Pennsylvania, John and Jenny Craigs of the U.K., Guy and Peggy Fisher of Delaware, Mike Derning of New Jersey, Bob Esposito of New York, and Bill Coleman of Maryland.
Took over Washington, so I heard tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he come home,